So the stranger said, "Tell me, little boy, is your mummy nearby?" And the little boy went, and he said, "Is your daddy near?" And the little boy went, "Are any of your neighbors or friends near you at this moment?" "Oh, all right, little boy. Well, I'm sorry to disturb you. You carry on with your hula hoop. You're having a jolly good time. You carry on. Best of luck to you. Goodbye, goodbye." And he walked on through the village. And he was thinking, well, I've wasted my time coming here. This is a complete waste of my effort. I should have stayed at work. It was more fun there, and I was enjoying stealing from the boss. It's just an absolute waste of my time, and I wish I had never come. I'm going back now. And then he was about to turn, and he saw a little pub, and he thought, I'm going back as soon as I find that there's no one in that pub who'll talk to me. So he went into the pub. He went up to the barman and said, "Good day to you, barman. Kindly give me a stein of your finest ale." The barman nodded and gave him the stein of ale, held his hand out for the money and took the right amount. He drank it down quickly. He said, "This is the most magnificent ale I have ever tasted, barman. You brew it yourself?" And the barman went, "A fabulous stein of ale. This must be the most popular pub in the whole village, if not the only one." And the barman said, so the customer said, "Well, it may be the only one, but I'm sure that's because there's nothing better." And the barman went, so the visitor thought, well, I've had enough of this. There's no hope. I'm going back home. And he was about to leave, and he saw a little man sitting in a corner, all on his own, like this. I can't do it very well. So he went up to the old man and said, "Good day to you, sir." And the old man went, and the visitor said, "You're a fine old gentleman. Is this your local pub?" And the old man went, so the visitor said, "I'll bet you know everybody in town, don't you? Everybody comes in here, all the parents, the little children, probably stop outside for a bag of crisps and a glass of lemonade in the summer, isn't that right, sir? Don't you know everybody in town? Come on, sir, tell me. Come on now, come on, don't be shy. Come on, sir, come on, come on, come on." And the old man said, so the visitor thought, right, that's it. No hope. I'm going home. And he turned away, and he had a slight cold, because it was very close in the pub. He developed a slight head cold, and he sniffed. Sniffed again. Looked around. And said to the old man, "I say, sir, there is a very strange smell in here. A very strange smell indeed." The old man replied, "Perhaps that smell has a certain relevance about these parts. You are new here. You do not understand." And the visitor said, "But it's a very strong and very strange smell. A rather awesome, disturbing smell." And the old man said, "It is the dogs, you know. The dogs." And the visitor said, "But, sir, there are no dogs." And the old man replied knowingly, "Perhaps they will come." Thank you. Completely destroyed my mind. I think my body's working again now.